Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, right? You want to be part of the solution. You know, I mean, you get informed. Once you get informed, you get engaged. And things get so, I'm telling you, they get so much better. I wonder how many of you actually, you know, when she comes on, Sonia, she loves the, the arts, entertainment. And I love, every once in a while, somebody sends me something, I go like, wow, I didn't know that. Right? I mean, this is amazing to me. Now, does anybody out there know what the anniversary of today is? Right? I don't think any of you do. Because this totally threw me off. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me. When this... I'll give you a hint. It's a hint of a truly a black and white movie. And that, let me see if I can. They're not there yet. I need more. I need more sound. Anyway, it's The Wizard of Oz. I guess today, The Wizard of Oz was released. How old do you feel? I wasn't alive when it was released. Right? And some of these names, people won't remember. All right, Judy Garland, fine. Ray Bolger, Jack Haley. I mean, these are some pretty good actors of the day. Now, that sounds terrible, didn't it? I didn't mean it the way it sounded. But, no, in all sincerity, really. These stupid little things that have happened over the years, these kind of things. You know, gives you a little break. Gives you a break from all the craziness. No reason why we can't have a little bit. But, The Wizard of Oz. You guys remember every year, any of you in the chat room, remember what happens in February? Like, you knew the months because you knew what your favorite movies were going to be played. You couldn't record them. Not in my day. I'm old. I mean, like, I'm old. Dirt old. Okay? And it wasn't like you could record it and buy the video and play anytime you want to do that. I think that kind of takes all the excitement out of it. I'm sure Sony may have a different take on it. I'd rather not have the videos on some of these classics. So I know I have to be home at a certain... Then VCRs came out. Okay, that's great. You're not supposed to record them. I did record some movies, so hey, you didn't keep them because there weren't things you were going to watch every week. And I don't know if some of you remember, but videotapes were pretty expensive. relatively speaking. It wasn't like you're going to have 24 of them and just keep, you know, keep recording movies. Seriously. So, again, I really do appreciate the time that you spent. Yes, I know. You got to give me time with the goofy stuff. I don't care who you are. I deserve it. Bunch of Democrats in New York were confronted over their no votes on the House resolution condemning anti-Semitism. Right? Why? Because Jamal Bowman said it contains lies. I wonder what the lies are. Remember, there was almost 22 Democrats and one Republican voted against the House resolution. You know, they condemning support for Hamas or Hezbollah or any other terrorist organization. Now, the resolution was drafted by Burgess Owens, Republican out of Utah. Because, you know, nobody else is going to do it, right? Over out of Utah, and you know who I'm talking about, right? No, he goes on to say that these demonstrations created a hostile environment for Jewish students. Look at what's going on in some of the colleges. When asked by a local business correspondent, the no-vote representative Maxwell Frost out of Florida, a Democrat, rejected the notion he hasn't condemned anti-Semitism, saying he's one of the most vocal people on that front. Well, then why couldn't you sign off? He says there's lies in the resolution, and right now there's lies everywhere on all sides. Really? Can you be more general? Like some specifics. He went on to say that basically that he previously decided 1 week prior to the vote against anything that contains lies because the harm would hurt both Jewish and Arab and Muslim students alike. Yeah, let's not protect any of them. Got it. Yeah, it's funny how they do this kind of stuff. Look, why don't you do one and come back and do the other ones you want to do? What do you think? Representative Summer Lee out of Pennsylvania, another Democrat, responded the same way. So why not vote for the bill, Von Connor? Lee gave the same general response multiple times. Well, there's problems in the bill. Tell us what it is. Right? Lee also voted against the bill back in on October 25th. Simple bill. Stand with Israel. That's all. More than 30 religious figures in the Steel City wrote an open letter expressing frustration and anger, you know, with their vote. Some of the other no votes included the squad member, oh, of course, no question, right? Jamal Bowman, Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, Jesus Garcia. I mean, I can go on and on. Anyway, don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonya Schmidt right after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no
no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I can't tell. Marianne Williamson.
Oh.
Right? Isn't she... I think she's running for president. Every once in a while, she comes to the, she surfaces. I don't really know why, though. She was the one that was going to win on the pay field or the war field of love. That's what she said. I still don't know what that means. I mean, from last time when she ran against Trump, remember?
Yeah.
She got her butt kicked. Listen to you in the peanut gallery over there. Hold on.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I gotta kind of grease her butt of the pan, don't I, first?
I thought you were talking to me, not your audience. Sorry.
I'm talking to Williamson. That's okay. Look at her. She's a hippie. Yippie? She's got to be a yippie. She wrote a book called The Mystic Jesus.
Oh, Lord. I was just about to defend her.
I was just
about to defend her until you said that. Go ahead, talk about her, and then I'll try to put a little bit of positive spin
on her. No, you
can't.
Listen, she seems like a very nice woman. She's not that, you know, left wing whacktoid that I love to make fun of, and I truly believe she does believe in a more soft, loving way of doing things. There's no question about it. Although, you know, you can't. It's funny what we say about politics when you and I talk. They're using guerrilla warfare. We're playing by the Marcus of Queensberry rules, and they're kicking our butt.
Yes.
So.
Is she running again? Are you saying that she's
running?
Oh,
yeah, she is. Yeah, she's been running. You wouldn't know it, but she's been running.
Well, here's the thing is I thought she learned from the last time because she didn't realize how nasty her party was until she ran for president. She was like, whoa. So I thought she would never do that again. So I'm kind of proud of her for jumping back in the ring. Hopefully she understands the nature of the beast.
Well, you're nicer than I am. I don't think so. When I hear her talking, she's got a better grasp on some of the issues, but I do not believe for a second that she's got it. She really understands what it's going to take to win this race. I really don't believe
it. She doesn't understand politics, but she does. She is very sincere. I have to say, I believe she's very sincere about this message of love. And when I first came to Hollywood, and again, like I've said many times on this show, I didn't know what I was. I knew I wasn't Hollywood, and I knew, you know, I knew I had a Christian background. But somehow a Marianne Williamson book landed in my hands.
Really?
And And I have to tell you that a lot of her tenets, a lot of the things that she advised, and I'm pretty sure she didn't say this verbatim, but she said, work as if you're working unto the Lord. And that's what I heard. Mm-hmm. And just be loving. And God, there were so many messages that she had in that book that got me through my first year of Hollywood. So I'm not mad at Mary, and I do believe that she believes in love. I did. There was one thing she said years ago, and I believed it at the time. And now I'm like, oh, my God, that's such craziness. She said, if white people would just apologize, just give black Americans an apology for slavery, then it would be all over. And I thought, well, that's not a bad idea. Now I realize there is nothing that white America can do in the real world. I understand in her world that seems very logical, and it would go a long way in her world. But she doesn't understand her world very well. She doesn't understand that this is a big money-making scheme.
Does she not understand it, or do you think she doesn't want to believe that about her world?
It could be a little bit both, because I tell you, over the past, since October 7th, I am going through the same thing. I just shake my head. I don't understand the meanness. I don't understand the corruption. I don't understand it. It's not up to me to understand. But I just know that with fairness and love and none of this stuff would happen if everyone loved God, none of this stuff would happen. So I think there's
she's listed as a best-selling author, political activist, and spiritual thought leader.
That's what she is. She is. Spiritual is the operative word. That's not. She didn't say Christian. No. She didn't say. The word spiritual. The word spiritual.
Yeah.
Well, no, to the left. Hey,
you know where my latte is? It was supposed to be here a while ago. I don't want the bad juju, so bring it, please.
I don't know if you saw this recent video with Ari. What's his name? He's a man on the street kind of guy. He goes everywhere.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So he went to New York, and he starts questioning these liberal New Yorkers, about tolerance, and they're like, oh, yeah, we got to have all of that. We just have to love everybody. We have to be tolerant. We have to be... And he questioned all of them, and they all agreed that tolerance and love was the most important thing. And then he circles back, and he goes, well, what about the Republicans? And they all went, heck no. You know? So, I, you know, whether she, whether Marion believes that she is being loving, I believe she does believe it. And I believe probably in her own world, maybe she's the only one that is, because I don't believe her party is. I think, you know, people like Oprah, they believe that they're on the right side of stuff. And they just believe that, you know, Republicans are so evil to them.
Yes.
They're just so evil that there's no way that they can side with that. And they don't see that as intolerance. They don't see that the hypocrisy and what they've just laid out. Oh, mm-hmm. Yes, we have to be loving. We have to be tolerant, except to those evil Republicans. And they think that they're on the right side of that. But I don't see that in Marion. I'm still going to defend her. I don't see the hate side.
No. I didn't say that. She seems like a very nice and pleasant person. There's no question about it.
I think she's naive.
Okay? Thank
you. I think she's spiritual, and I think she's naive.
Incense and a doobie will do everybody fine, and we'll be good. We'll all love one.
But that's the truth. That is the truth. If we treated others as we would like to be treated, if we loved everybody, and we're truly tolerant.
I just had this conversation with somebody about love. Because you know what's going on in our community with the school board looking to put a parental notification kind of thing in place. And we were talking about love. And I said, look, you can't say we don't love these kids because we want a policy. When you love, especially children, when you love your children, do you never say no to them? No, you don't want them to get hurt. You don't want them to do things that are going to hurt. You want to know what's going on in their lives. You want to help them out where you can.
This is political and politics overrides common sense.
I got
and
music,
love.
So write that down because you'll forget and I'll forget and we'll come back and talk about something else. Anyway, be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Sonya when we return.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is expressing his condolences for the victims of last month's mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. Accompanied by the First Lady, he paid a visit to a memorial near the restaurant where that shooting happened.
This tragedy opens a painful wound all across the country.
Too many Americans have lost loved ones or survived the trauma of gun violence.
Biden met with first responders, health care providers, and some of the families affected. Eric Trump providing testimony once more in his father's civil fraud trial in New York. The son of the former president currently addressing inquiries related to financial records of the Trump Organization. And Americans are preparing for the end of daylight saving time this weekend. Sunday clocks in most states across the U.S. will be set back 1 hour. While not everyone is pleased with the change, efforts to eliminate the time change through legislation have stalled in Congress. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We're back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. G855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the only way. I keep saying it. You know what? It is what it is, as they say. It's the only way we win. Got it? Anyway, let me bring her on. She's the one that brings all the flavor to the show. Sonja Schmidt joins me. She does every week as my co-host. And hello, Sonja.
I don't know what my flavor.
Did you write it down? You didn't write it down, did you?
Oh, shoot, I forgot. We were talking about...
At our age, I know that was going to happen.
Our?
I would... Our.
You mentioned that it was the anniversary of the Wizard of Oz being on television, or what did you say about the Wizard of Oz?
I think it's the 75th or maybe even more
anniversary
of when the Wizard of Oz first came on television.
Oh, 75. Okay. All right. So I was going to tease. I was like, oh, come on, please. You were.
Oh, no. I wouldn't say me. No, what I loved, what I was saying to people was, you know, the magic of the moment is, you know, this is where we sound like old folks, but I got to tell you something. I think there was something magical about you knowing that the Wizard of Oz was coming in February, and you were a good girl or a good boy, so you wouldn't miss it that night. It was always on a Friday night.
Yes.
It was a big deal, right? I mean, even Mom had sat with you and popcorn the whole nine yards, right?
Wait a second. It was on a Friday night?
You didn't have no popcorn? Oh. But yeah,
Not only did I not...
You wouldn't even watch it.
Oh, my gosh. My parents are worse than I thought they were. I didn't realize it was on a Friday because, I tell you what, the scene where they all slid down the hallway, they were in the Wizard of Oz's castle, and they confronted him.
Yep.
That was my bedtime. My parents put me to bed. I never saw anything past that till I was in my 20s.
Yeah, they didn't like you.
Right? Of course they didn't. They knew I was going to be a Republican. Even though my father was a Republican, so I guess it. But no, I didn't see anything past that until I was probably old. I had my own kids by then. I was like, oh, well, this all happened. But I tell you another thing, because when it's thinking about being old, is we had a black and white television, not really, because remember the scene, and this was a big deal in this movie, where This is not a spoiler alert. Everybody's seen
Emerald,
it.
Emerald but City? Yeah, on the Yellow Brick Road, yeah.
Yeah, when she comes out, the she's floating around in the house crashes, and she has her little puppy dog, and she opens the door, and that's when it goes from color to black and white. Well, so us folks who didn't have a color television, like, well, what's the big deal?
Okay, I've been corrected, okay?
Uh-oh. Okay,
I hate
good.
Being corrected. Just don't listen to me anymore.
Oh, anyway, good.
No, that's not true. That's not true. So The Wizard of Oz first came to fruition on the big screen in 1939. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Black and white. However, on November 3rd of 1956, it was released for television viewing.
In Technicolor.
That's right, huh? Technicolor. I mean, if you think about it, the kids who saw this back then, when we saw, this was high tech. It was very colorful. It was
magical.
Something we wanted, right? It was scary. You know what I mean?
It was scary.
The kids today, they laugh at this stuff. It's hokey.
I tried to get my grandson to watch it, but I think because it was a girl lead, he wasn't really all that interested in it. But I still find it magical. I still think it holds up. It's a wonderful story. It's very wholesome. I don't think people are used to wholesome anymore. But and then even at that age, when I was really young, I watched it every year. I could tell that Judy Garland was an amazing talent. This is a kid who sang like a woman. I mean, she was amazing.
Oh yeah, she was, and she was very young in that movie, was she not?
She was very young. You'd have to look it up, but she was very young. And they tested a lot of people for all of those roles. And apparently, and this is just one of the little kind of trivia things that I sort of remember, is the guy who played the Tin Man. Well, the first guy who was casted for the Tin Man was Buddy Ebsen, who was a dancer, but he played Jed on the Beverly Hillbillies. Well, he had a reaction to that silver crap they put on his face.
Oh, yeah.
And, so that was kind of tough for the Tin Man. But, boy, oh, boy, what a great movie, and it still holds up.
So, here, since you like these kind of things, right?
Yes.
It said the movie was released nationally August 25th, 1939, just 1 week before Germany invaded Poland.
Oh, wow.
The movie and the song launched this unknown teenager, Judy Garland, into the stratosphere of American movie icons. And it's still, according to the Library of Congress, it is the most watched movie ever.
I bet. Judy Garland, just another tragic Hollywood story that shows you, and I've been a fan of hers probably since then. Yeah. And here's a woman who had amazing talent, and she went down the road of drugs and depression and not
as
feeling
many
that
of them
she,
do, right?
Yeah, not feeling she was beautiful enough. And, oh, it's just, I mean, we just had, what, Matthew Perry die of, you know, they don't know really what the causes were yet. But he had a very troubled lifestyle for a guy who had such a cherished career, and people just loved him.
Well, I say some of the stuff, they got too much.
I don't know. I think what I heard about him and probably others, I mean, Judy Garland probably never thought she was Marilyn Monroe. So I think what they feel about themselves when they enter this business, and this business is so corrupt and so demanding, that it just heightens, it multiplies everything that they already felt about themselves when they started. You know, look at all the wonderful people, talented people, I will say, I don't know about them personally, who passed away of drug overdoses and suicide and all that in Hollywood.
What's her name? The singer. Oh, God.
Oh, Nate.
Black woman that was...
Lady
Singer. Her name? Bobby Brown was her husband.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that was her first mistake.
Yeah. But I mean,
that didn't help matters.
Whether you liked her or not, okay, she had God gave her a beautiful voice, a strong voice.
Voice. She was like one of the, I remember the day that I first saw Whitney Houston, and I thought, wow, isn't this special? we hadn't seen, like, black women who were that, she was very feminine and very, you know, there was just something about her that was just different from everybody else. But when you delve into her background, she was a woman who was very insecure about who she was. She was a lesbian, first of all. She was, you know, she sang pop songs, and then the black community, as we black Republicans know about, the black community rejected her and made fun of her. I think even Al Sharpton came out and made fun of her, said she wasn't black enough. And
she was a gospel singer too for a while. Was she not?
Did. That's where her mama. Her mama trained her up in the church, and then she broke away from that and started doing pop, but her pop was too white for black people, and she couldn't dance. But poor Whitney, she wasn't, she wasn't the most
Yeah, Michael soulful. Jackson passed the muster, right?
And so, you know, she had it tough, and I think that she thought that, but she was from the hood. And I will have to tell you, and I can't tell you the whole story, I didn't meet her when I was working on the Arsenio Hall show.
You met?
Let's just say, Whitney.
Oh.
And let me just say, she was very friendly to me.
Oh.
That was the first time. I was like, whoa.
Right.
I had no idea. I mean, I'd heard the rumors, but it was, whoa, this is, yeah, they're right. The rumors were right.
Go back to your wine, sweetheart. Leave me alone.
No, Whitney had issues, is what I'm saying.
Oh, I Whitney, hey, listen,
Whitney had some stuff before she became, and I hear that her mother really groomed her and waited for her. She knew she had a talent, but she waited, gave her some time before she hit the national scene with her. But it still was too much too late.
But you see this over and over and over again. I mean, Aretha Franklin, you know, another one, great gospel singer. That went off into the wrong direction. People have to start thinking. Parents, especially, look at my youngest son, doing too. Yeah, my youngest son said to me today, because he knows some people out of Hollywood that tried to drag him into the movies, and he said, "Dad, the best thing he did for us was keep us out of those." Because
I got stuff to say about that.
I'm sure you do. All right, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Yes, my friend, we are back. And here to help, to inform. You know how we say to you, right? Before you open that mouth of yours... Or as one guy called it, before you open that pie hole.
Pie hole.
Yeah, there you go. You like that, huh?
Uh-huh.
Before you open that pie hole, get some information. Make sure you have a clue. Otherwise, you know, you sound like them. We can't tell the difference. Anyway, Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week, my co-host on Fridays. And we come up with some pretty... Oh, God. I just saw a picture of Huff on Sunday. And a banana split. I'll be back in an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
All the bad
oh
stuff.
Oh, my gosh. But we were talking about kids and the people in the industry and how they go on
in
that
your
bad
industry,
road.
Not mine. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but I was raised in it. My kids pursued that career. They're still in that. My older daughter is a writer-producer. I taught her to write. She's a very successful writer-producer. My younger daughter traveled all over the world. Well, you name an artist... She danced with my original background was as a dancer. That's what I did.
Yeah. Okay.
And my grandson's Dad is a very successful choreographer. In fact, they're going to go up to Vegas to see the show that he's been producing. So it's in our blood. We're carny people.
I just couldn't find it. Oh, carny people, huh?
That's exactly who we are. My ex-husband, who was very, very straight and did things by the line and was very left-brain, he didn't understand us at all. He's like, I want to go to the bathroom, but there's somebody in the bathroom singing. And that guy who was singing in the bathroom was this kid named Omarion. And if anybody knows who that is, he's a very famous singer, dancer, actor. But he was my kid's background dancer at the time, who traveled with him. And so it's what we grew up with. It's who I am. It's who they are. If you raise them right, and I have happened to have worked with a lot of kids' parents, a few, I won't say a lot, a few kids' parents who raised them right, and they didn't get sucked under the craziness of this career. But it is hard when you watch actors who you and movies that you love, like Judy Garland. We were talking about The Wizard of Oz. It's so sad. I watched her entire career because I was a huge fan. So I watched her all the way through her adult years. And just sad. Just very sad to see that road that she died from.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, again, it's a lot of crazy stuff that goes on in Hollywood that people really don't know about. And it's too bad because for years, as you know, Hollywood's been doing terrible things to young kids and women. And nobody's paying attention. Nobody cares to move on it. Whatever it is,
nobody cares because your career is more important than saying, "Oh, Harvey Weinstein is a big fat racist." Yeah. You know, I mean, it's like, no, it's very selfish. There are very few roles, few and far between. And listen, if there's any devil's playground, it's Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And the music industry.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, let me just say one more thing. Before I took the job, once I got a job in Hollywood, I did sincerely say, "Really, God, this is what you want me to do?" And I remember, you know, people say, "Oh, I heard God say," but I remember the feeling that Hollywood needs good people. They need Christians, too. And I tell you what, my first week on the job, I worked with a comedian whose son was dying. His little son was dying, and he was an atheist. And I asked to pray with him with his son, and he was open to it, and he did it. So, you know what? We're called to be everywhere, I believe. You can't be too holier than thou to not show up.
I don't disagree with you there at all, but I think for a Christian parent especially, to think she's going to hand her child over to the higher-ups in Hollywood and that kid's going to be protected, naive, dumb, stupid, ignorant, whatever word you want to use, fine.
You can't be influenced by fame, but look what's going on because of the social media. They're called influencers. What are these children influencing? They haven't even had a life.
You don't even have to answer that question,
okay.
Right?
Well, yeah. But everybody wants to be famous now. Everybody wants to be liked. They want to have subscriptions. So everybody wants to be famous now more than ever. So you don't even have to look at Hollywood for corruption. These kids have it in their heart that they want to be seen. They want to be somebody. They want, and they haven't even done anything to have that role.
No. Let's not be nasty. They are breathing, after all.
They do get awards.
Yeah, they got a pulse. But these are trophy kids. These are the kids.
Trophy kids.
They got participation trophies, right?
That's right.
Mom told them how wonderful they were, how great they were, how dare the coach not play them, even though they haven't had a hit in 6 months. I mean, my God.
Yeah.
All right, this one here. I started on the other night, but I'm glad you sent this to me, too. You wanted to deal with it. It just shows you how many brain cells have been burned up in the Democrat DNA, right? So now dozens of bird species in the United States and Canada will get imaginative new names that reflect their true traits and habitats rather than names that white supremacist people gave them. I mean, just hit me in the head, okay?
Well, that makes my day.
Real.
I certainly feel more, it makes my day and makes me feel much more empowered as a black
Doesn't
person.
It?
I'm so protected now because birds will no longer be named white racist names. Like, I can't think of any, and not that it affected my world. But this was done by this young college girl, right? This
why
was,
do we listen to them?
This was her. Why do we listen to them?
You heard me. Come on. Young college kids who really have no life experience. We're
influencers.
People like Beyonce, who's got more money than she knows what to do and couldn't possibly remember what it was like to be us.
They're Give influencers, it. Don't you know?
Yeah, right. It's always Charlie Manson. But go ahead.
But they also have a voice in their community, and they become famous. This girl who did this has a whole article written about her now. She's a hero in that community.
Yeah.
I love the comments, though. If you read the comments on this article, and that's one of the first things I read. But this article was posted by Yahoo, and anybody who reads Yahoo for news is, and you don't know you're hearing slants, a left wing slant, you're nutso. But I don't think they expected all of the negative comments that they got on this girl and the situation. But they said, everybody said it's stupid, it's a waste of time and wasted money. But she's a hero in her community, and that's really all that matters because, again, these kids want to be acknowledged. They want to be famous. This is their Hollywood.
Well, when they use terms like this will be tons of birds having English names. Okay, historic bias. Okay,
right.
Having birds named after white supremacists or things like that. I'm thinking, did they know they were white supremacists at the time?
At the time,
right?
And I don't see any of the names being white supremacists. I mean, is a black bird? Does a black bird need to be called African American bird? I mean, I don't quite get
do
it.
Do you remember with that woman in England? She was an American in England, and she was sticking up, I don't know, there was a small group of black teenagers, and she kept calling them African-American, and I'm saying, you are dumb. Don't
right.
tell anybody you're from America. They're from England. They can't be African-Americans. Hello?
No.
Anybody home between the ears there or what?
They're not bright. They have an agenda. And we have to listen to them? Why do we have to listen to them?
Oh, God.
There's one bird. What was the name of it? And I think it's very sexist, to be honest. It was called, let's see if I can find it. The blue-footed booby or something. I'm kind of thinking of that.
I saw that one.
That's,
you're right.
That's sexist, isn't it?
Is it?
I think if you're going to go that far. Then it's a beautiful bird too, by the way. But,
yeah, but what was it? You know, there's a reason why it was called. Like this is.
It had a blue foot. It had blue feet.
Okay, a species named after John James, Audubon, a famous ornithologist.
That's right.
But he enslaved people, and he had white supremacist views. So the bird can no longer be named after him.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, God.
And they're going to...
They won't
they're
stop.
Gonna, yeah, and then we have nothing. Then we have a big void, a big black nothing, a big hole in our society where already people are scared to say anything. They're scared to do anything because of how it might be perceived by the left. That's got to stop.
They changed the name. Did you see this one? They changed the name. They went to fish for a minute. They go, look it. This is crazy because when they start doing with fish, they have a fish called a Jewfish. They had it renamed to a Goliath grouper, right? Well, the Palestinians might get mad about that, because Goliath was very big.
The Jews might be afraid. The Jew had a fish named after them, and now they get that taken away from them. Don't they have to ask the group first if it's offensive and if it's okay?
You would think so. Yeah, you're bringing a lot.
But they know best.
Okay.
They know best.
We have to go for a break. We have to make some money. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. Tony and I will still be here in the next hour.
I'm getting there.